when you look at this psalm, just because it's known by so many around the world, it doesn't mean that this psalm pertains to everyone. The first thing we have to understand that this psalm pertains to those who can call the Lord their shepherd. This might be a popular psalm, but unless you've accepted the Lord as your Savior, you have that relationship, then only can you call the Lord your shepherd. And He can call you His own. So the first part we need to look at is our relationship is more than just a religion. We look at our Lord Jesus, and in the book of John, it talks about Him being the good shepherd. Yes, the Lord, our good shepherd, He died for everyone. And I'm not denying that. But unless you've accepted that personally, that does not become your own until that happens. And that's what makes Christianity, based on what the Bible says, different than what the world's view of Christianity is. See, Christianity for the world might be going to church. Christianity for the world might be the ability to wear a cross around your neck, being born into a family that someone goes to church, or you might be the child of a pastor or priest. A lot of people talk in the phrase of, oh, I'm a Christian. But to truly understand what that means is to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. To be able to have that relationship where He is yours and you are His. So based on that, if Jesus is truly my shepherd, and I am His, and based on that alone, I have everything I need. That's what this first verse says. So we're looking at verse 1 and you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Everything you need is based in Christ alone. And looking at verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Here we're reminded of the Lord's provision and His care. Now, I kind of take a step back and I think about David, his life as a shepherd. And I can imagine him trying to go find a patch of grass just so his sheep could to graze on. And sometimes they might have to go long distances to find that. Sometimes it might be rocky or terrain or some hard terrain that they had to go to get to this patch of grass. And that was David's goal, is as a shepherd, to get his sheep to this pasture. And then looking at this, he says, our shepherd, He makes us lie down in green, not pasture, but pastures. It just shows His abundance and His care and provision for us. When we think of the Lord providing for us, when we think of the Lord, His care for us, when He guides us, He allows us to have more than we need. And again, that ties in with verse 1, which says, it reminds us that when we have the Lord as our shepherd, we do not want, or we shall not want. And then the second part of verse 2 tells us that He leads us beside quiet waters or still waters. And this continues to show the shepherd's provision for the flock. It doesn't talk about raging waters. It talks about still waters. A place where the shepherd would bring the sheep to allow it to drink, but at the same time to also wash the sheep. Any bruises that came along the way during that rocky terrain, to be able to soothe the sheep. And knowing that it's still waters instead of raging waters where there's danger involved also. That's where the Lord brings us to. He brings us to green pastures and still waters. Now, water is essential for life. And so this is, again, a reminder that what God provides is for our needs, what's essential. And not only just what's essential, but He overflows in allowing that to happen. In verse 3, we look at and we see that He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. This verse reminds us of who our trust is in. So we have a shepherd who restores our soul. He's always accessible, approachable, and we have the ability to go to Him to recharge. We have the ability to go to Him when life drains us out. Not only does He restore our souls in life when we have salvation, but He restores us on an ongoing basis every single day. And the second part of that says, He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So not only does He restore us, He recharges us, but He also morally shows us the way to go. We don't lack moral direction when we have the Lord as our shepherd. When we follow Him, we don't need a compass. If we're living our lives truly following what the Lord says, then we can blindly follow, knowing He's leading us the right way. In verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Now this verse reminds us that we need not be afraid. And that's sometimes hard for us when we live in the world we live in today. We see the craziness that's happiness. We turn on the news and we hear the headlines of what's going on in the world. And the first reaction sometimes could be fear. But the word of the Lord tells us, and here in verse 4, it tells us that even though we walk through these valleys of shadows of death, we need not fear. Because we are following, we are being led by someone who has conquered the grave and conquered death. We're being led by someone who has power over it all. And because of our trust and our faith in Him, we also have that power over death. Because death is not going to hold us down if we're truly a believer and trusting in the Lord. See, there may be times in our lives where we might walk through valleys that might even lead to death. But He reminds us that He's promised us that He will never leave us or forsake us. Through that journey, through that valley, He is there to comfort. His rod and His staff is there to comfort us. The shepherd's staff is there to comfort. The shepherd's staff is there to protect, to guide, to direct. The shepherd's staff is also there to correct. Because I know I do. I need it. I need to be corrected. And if I'm truly willing to trust the Lord, then I'm going to be willing to allow that correction. Because I know it's always for my best. Because He's leading me in the right direction. And it's because of the shepherd's genuine love that he does this. And looking at verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. See, the same time this good shepherd is preparing his table before us. And this table, on this table is all the spiritual blessings that we are part of, that we have in Christ. Yeah, our enemies are around watching. But if our focus is on Christ and our focus is on our shepherd and all the spiritual blessings we have in Christ, then no matter who is around us, our enemies might be around us, but our focus is on Him, then we don't need to fear our enemies either. Because if you think about what your enemies are able to do, it's nothing in light of the blessings that we have in Christ. And then going to the second part of that verse, it says, you have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. The shepherds use oil to soothe scratches and wounds on the sheep. And kings use oil to announce coronation. As believers, we look at it as and reminded that the moment we trusted in our Lord, that very moment, we were anointed by the Holy Spirit. And we think about all the riches of grace we have in Him, and it tends to burst at the seams for us. And when it does so, we can't contain it. It overflows. And looking at the last verse, which is, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The secret to happiness in eternity, this verse shows us, no matter what may come in our life, His goodness and His mercy will be alongside us every single day of our life. Until we reach heaven's home, until we reach that paradise where we will dwell with Him forever, we know that His goodness and mercy is by our side. And there's no better place for a believer to be in, knowing that He is there by our side. I wanted to end this devotion with an outline that was provided by J.R. Littleproud. And it says, the secret of happy life, where every need is supplied, is based off the first verse, which is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Then the secret of a happy death, where every fear is removed, is a verse that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And then finally, the secret of a happy eternity, where every desire is fulfilled, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for being a good shepherd. Thank you for being the one who provides for us more than we need. You provide in a way that we shall not want. We're reminded of your care for us, your love for us, your protection. At the same time, we're also reminded how we need not fear what this world may bring. We need not fear death, because we have someone that conquered sin and death. Thank you so much for conquering that on the cross, in your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Lord, we will never be able to fully understand, but at the same time, we are grateful and we come to you now thanking you. Thank you for the assurance that you are there with us through the end. Every single day of our lives, your goodness and your mercy will follow us. And we look forward to the day when we'll see you face to face and be able to spend eternity with you. As we spend the next few minutes, Lord, praying and trust and showing you how worthy you are, but at the same time, bringing our needs to you, Lord, we ask that you would bless this time together. In your name I pray. Amen.